download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
2008.
Martha Wainwright on 2008. Her second record due out on May the 10th. I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too. One of the album titles of the year, and from it, that's the opening song, Bleed All Over You. We first came across Martha Wainwright back in 2005 when her song Bloody Mother Effin' Asshole became a bit of a hit here at Triple J, but the Canadian singer had been performing for quite a while before then, on stage with her father Loudon, a brother Rufus, and also mother Kate McGarrigle from a very young age. And I guess coming from such a musical dynasty hasn't been always so great for Martha. A lot of the Wainwright Dirty Laundry has been aired in songs by all family members, so with that big hit, she did get her payback with the song directed at her father. In fact, her debut record was an incredible personal one all round. You kind of felt like you were eavesdropping on a whole bunch of really messed up stuff. And earlier this week, Sarah Howells caught up with Martha Wainwright and asked her if the new album was any less autobiographical than her first.
In some ways it's less autobiographical. You know, I think I was able to approach this record purely as an artist and a musician rather than as someone who was trying to, you know, come out from the shadows of their family. And the first one was loaded with that, and, you know, it's a great... I like my first record a lot, and I don't necessarily think this one is better or worse, but I think that it's autobiographical, but it's about larger subject matter, things that are also outside of my life. Larger subjects such as, you know, death and suicide and war and, you know, and maybe that's also from getting a little older and able to pull our eyes up from navel gazing and see that the world actually has much worse problems than my own.
And I have to ask, the title, I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too, where did that come from?
That's a phrase in the title, in the song Bleeding All Over You, which is the first song on the record. And the chorus of that song is, my heart was made for bleeding all over you, and I know you're married, but I've got feelings too, and I still love you. So I just liked the phrase. I thought it was funny.
You do have quite a few of your family members on the new album. Your brother Rufus is on there as well. Is it important to you to have your family involved in your music?
Well, I think it's inevitable, and I also think it's important. What I do with Rufus is I like to use him for his his brilliance and his abundant and wild musical ideas. You know, I did this with the first record as well. You know, I feel like when I'm hitting a wall, Rufus is generally the best person to call because he can come in, you know, as an older brother and also someone who has more experience than I do and is a great producer in his own right and has a lot of musical ideas and really sort of, you know, offers something that I would never have thought of, and because he's very creative. And so in that way, you know, he's been a great help to me.
Pete Townsend from The Who is on it. How did that come about?
He's a fan of mine and a friend. And him and his girlfriend, Rachel Fuller, had an online television show called In the Attic, which I got a phone call a couple of years ago. I was in London, and I had nothing to do that day, and I got a call from, I think it was actually Pete's daughter who called me and sort of said, if we had a car outside in 20 minutes, could you come out and do the show? And I didn't know anything about the show, and I said, sure. You know, I had nothing else to do that day. They mentioned Pete Townsend. I'd heard of him, you know. So I got in the car, and half an hour later, I was in pajamas live on the internet, in pajamas that they had given me, and playing my songs with Pete and his girlfriend Rachel backing me up. And it was a really incredible moment and the beginning of a friendship and a musical relationship that, you know, is I cherish very deeply.
Why did they buy you pajamas?
It was a gift, and they handed them over, and I liked them, so I just figured I'd put them on.
Cool. What kind of pajamas were they?
Beautiful. Well, we call them horsey pajamas. They are gorgeous pajamas with little ponies on them and with Swarovski crystals on a few of them. I mean, it is. These two people have some money, so they were nice. They were some nice pajamas. Cherish them.
You've been working with a lot of other artists lately as well. Projects with Anthony Hegarty from Anthony and the Johnsons, Snow Patrol, and a few others. How's that been?
Well, very good. I only got to work with Anthony for it was too brief. We did a couple of Kurt Vile songs together, and that was so exciting. And obviously, the Snow Patrol thing is really fun because, you know, they, Gary Lightbody, the singer, wrote that song with me in mind to sing it. So that was very, very heartwarming. And it's very exciting the few times I've gotten up on stage with them, this summer when we happen to be at the same festivals. And, you know, I've come from my show and then I find myself on stage in front of hundreds of thousands of people. It's very exciting.
2008.
New releases every Sunday evening.
Triple J.